Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and we have a returning guest to our studio. Her name is Debbie Marshall, and she has a new program that she would like to talk to all of us about. It is Thrive HR 24/7. We're going to find out more about that and more about Debbie as the Business News Hour continues. Welcome back, Debbie. Good to see you again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being back. It's been busy, especially the last few months.
Well, good. Okay, so you give us, start us out with what you do, and then we'll get into this.
Okay. Well, I'm a business and career consultant. On the business side, I work with small businesses in the areas of HR, training, owner coaching, manager coaching, to help them be more effective with their employees, things that revolve around the employees.
When people are talking about employees, what are they asking about the most? I mean, what are the top two or three things that your clients say, what about A, B, and C?
They ask about things that have to do with compliance.
Sure.
One of the things that comes up frequently, unfortunately, is how do I terminate somebody without getting in trouble? Another one is questions when the employee comes to them with questions about can I take leave? Have I earned leave? Different things like that. It depends on the size of your business. And so they don't really know where to go for answers.
Mm-hmm.
So things to deal with doing things legally and compliantly is huge. And the other thing is recruiting and hiring right now is a major, major headache for the small businesses. Unemployment is so low that they have trouble. They have trouble getting good people.
Everybody's
and then how do you keep them? This. Once we have them, how do we keep them from leaving? Because it's like a revolving door.
You know, one of the things that we've looked at with regard to our low unemployment numbers, and this is a national concern because wages haven't necessarily cropped up higher. In other words, they haven't gotten as high as what they probably should be because to recruit and retain employees, you're going to have to either bump the benefits or bump the salary in many cases. And we haven't seen a lot of movement to that. The annualized increase, I believe, most recently, I saw was about 2.7% over an annualized basis, which may not necessarily be keeping up with inflation in a lot of areas. So it's interesting that the recruitment and retention is a constant out there.
It is, and because the boomers are retiring and will be,
yeah.
And the millennials they make up the largest percentage of the workforce right now. And the surprising part is, of course, money is important. People have to have enough to live on. Benefits are important. We all know how hard it is to get insurance through the marketplace. But the millennials are looking for much, much more. They are looking for a place where they can feel like they're doing something with purpose. They want to be valued as employees, and they want to be grown and developed. They don't want to just go to work and put in their time and go home. What they do has to have meaning, and they have to feel like the employer is then investing back in them.
So are you then helping to train employers on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a conversation I have with almost every client I talk to, and then just other people that I know that are in business. You know, they ask, how do we keep our employees? What does engagement mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I engage my employees? What does that look like? You see, you know, everybody says engage your employees, you know, on a day-to-day basis. What does that look like in my business? And how do I get my employees to just be happy and excited to be here?
Yeah, because having engaged employees is a rarity. We just had a story, I think it was several weeks ago, about 66% of employees at any given time are disengaged from their work. That's stunning when you start to take a look at what that could mean relative to productivity.
You're right. And I do a lot of research in my field, and the employee engagement is at an all-time low. And at the same time, manager skills and training is also at an all-time low. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sure.
You get a manager in there who doesn't know how to manage, and then you get a team that's disengaged, and there's just no good way to go from there. I mean, that's why so many employees leave.
Debbie Marshall, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the whole role of HR and her consulting business. Well, recently you've launched something new that we thought we might want to talk about. What do you got going?
Well, I'll give you a little history. Yep. A lot of the businesses that I consult with, I consult with businesses of all sizes, not really in the corporate world, but, you know, 100 employees or less. But I also am connected in the startup community. So you have businesses that have two employees or three employees or five, and they don't have the cash flow to have an HR person, and they really wouldn't need one full time. But they even don't have money to outsource HR and just get somebody on a part-time basis. And my heart is really with small business, and I really wanted to come up with a way that any business could have HR in their workplace at a very low price point. And so I found a company called HR360. They basically broker their product to consultants and insurance brokers and things like that. And then I can then offer it to my clients at a price point at $300 a year.
Oh, my.
That's unlimited access, and it's unlimited use. And you can give access to all of your managers, your other key people that might be doing some HR functions, like your admin, your accountant, the business owner, and it's the same price for 1 year. There's really no business that can't afford that, because I just feel like HR is just a huge gap for businesses, and they don't really realize it until they're in trouble. The Department of Labor shows up at their door, OSHA shows up at their door, or an employee is just disgruntled enough to file a lawsuit. And whether that lawsuit is valid or not, having to protect against it is very expensive. And so I work with people on record keeping and things like that, proper processes. And HR 24/7 addresses all of that.
HR 24/7, it's the voice of Debbie Marshall. $300 puts a small business in reach of answers, I guess, is what you're saying.
Exactly. The site is very robust, and if you go out to it, you'd probably be overwhelmed with the amount of information it has. A couple of things that you should note about HR 24/7. It was created and is supported by a team of attorneys and HR specialists. So everything is legal compliant and up to date, and it's state specific. So if you run a business in several states, it will still serve you well. They don't know they need it till they're in trouble, but if they sign up for HR 24/7, they can go in and get what they need when they need it. It's not like they're going to go and learn the whole site at once, but they can search for, how do I create a new handbook? How do I get a job description? What are the steps up to in including termination? Give me an onboarding process. All of those things.
Now, do they get you too?
No. And in order to offer something at this low price point, it had to be passive income for me.
Correct.
I create the structure. I do the admin for it. Of course, I can answer any questions. But hopefully this would reduce the need to have me on site. And maybe they call me once or twice a year when a really big problem comes up, or they want training for their employees at their place of business. That was really the only way I could offer it at this price. And then also it's scalable for me, because I can bring on as many clients that want it, and I won't have to worry about not being able to support
that. So that you will have almost kind of a two-tier system then, I would suspect. You would have your clients that utilize your services on a day-to-day basis or week-to-week basis, and then the Thrive 24/7 clients who would passively be in your stable, so to speak. But they would have access to all of these goodies that are in this HR file system.
Exactly. And then also for the clients that do hire me on a retainer, as most of my business clients do, I will give them HR 24/7 as just an extra. So they get it anyway. So
there you go.
Yeah. It's a win-win there.
I can understand that. How long have you been putting this together?
About 6 months. Yeah,
okay.
I did a lot of research. I actually have an assistant that helped me with the research. I went down some different roads, thought about trying to create something on my own. But when I found this, I realized I could never do anything even close to this. And the most important part is that it's attorney reviewed, created, supported. Mm-hmm. So you know that everything out there is not going to cause you any problems.
Debbie Marshall, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Thrive 24/7 and her consulting business when it comes to assisting employers, large and small, relative to their HR needs. What's your background in all of this? Were you in HR for a long time?
I have a background in small business and then in corporate America. And I was always in a position, not necessarily a official HR position, but in the position to do hiring, training, onboarding, performance management in those small businesses. And then when I went to principal, they have an HR, you know, they have an HR department, but it's really up to the team leads. And I was a team lead to execute all of the HR strategies with the staff. So, you know, over the years, that's really where I learned everything. And I do this because I feel passionate about employees, about them having a good place to work, about the employer getting a return on their investment. You know, you're paying those people. You want to get the most out of them. So how do you do that? So it's just really near and dear to my heart.
Excellent stuff. We will have all of the information. We're going to link to your website, of course, so that people can find out more about what Thrive 24/7 is and maybe even find out more about
HR 24/7.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
It's HR 24/7.
HR 24/7. Yeah. And find out more about that.
Yeah.
And about Debbie Marshall at
the
same
time. There's a couple videos. You know, there's one that has screenshots of the whole site so you can see what it would look like if you got it. And we offer a 7-day free trial. Get it for 7 days. If you don't want it, you cancel and your credit card won't be charged.
Got it. Debbie Marshall, ladies and gentlemen, we will have all of this information up on the blog. So thanks so much for coming in and doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to get this out there.
That was Debbie Marshall from Thrive Consulting. Thanks very much, Debbie, for coming in and doing this. We're going to have more coming up next on the Business News Hour.